Last weekend, Loz and I went to investigate the Oxford Folk Festival. Our adventure began on Friday night in the Town Hall.
So we've just come into the Town Hall.
Yeah.
It is Friday night. We have to go and find this gig.
I think it's up the stairs.
Okay.
Let's go.
Can we get beer in here? Or do we have to bring beer in? Can we get beer in here?
Yeah, beer's in there.
Okay.
Cheers.
Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers.
To the Folk Festival.
The Folk Festival, yeah. You get a nice clip of that sort of, that
I'm
sort
hearing,
of squeeze box.
I'm hearing accordion. I think we should go and get the accordion.
One of the things that I learned last weekend is that music springs up everywhere spontaneously during the Oxford Folk Festival.
This is Molly Oxford. It's a tune from Oxford.
I also learned a few technical things about traditional music and instruments as we chatted to folks at the Oxford Folk Festival.
A piano accordion is unisonoric, which means when you press a button, when you press a key and push and pull, you get the same note both ways. Whereas with a melodeon, it's called bisonoric, is that it?
Diatonic.
But but when you push and pull, you get a different note each way.
Okay.
So it's like a...
You get a different note depending on which way you're pushing the bellows.
Yes, and the same for the chords.
Wow, that's very interesting.
If I press the first button on the push, I get the first note. I think it's an E flat, so it's an obscure key. If I pull, you get the second note up. So you can play the major chord on the push and the minor chord on the pull.
I can tell you why the various musical forms are there. And what's the difference between a jig and a slip jig?
Oh yeah, what is the difference between a...
A jig is rushers and sausages.
Right. Yeah.
Right. A reel is Black and Decker.
That makes sense because I know there's one reel I know really well.
Okay.
It's called Drowsy Chiplet. Maggie.
Chiplet. Yeah.
And that's...
Okay.
Black and Decker. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Black and Decker and then rushers and sausages is a jig. Which is 6/8.
Yeah.
Rushes and sausages.
Yeah.
And a slip jig is 3 threes. So it's 9.
Yeah.
However, there was one question that I just couldn't find an answer to.
Do you know why so many folk songs begin with "when I went out one May morning" as opposed to "one October morning" or "one August morning"?
I have no idea.
You have no idea.
Which is very strange, being an Irish person who works with Irish folk musicians. But I don't work on the lyrics, I work on the music.
The headline act for Friday night was Bellowhead, and one of the barmen was looking forward to hearing them play.
How long have you been doing the beer for today?
It's a 4-hour shift I've just done, which is enough, you know, when you count up the beers that you have along the way with it too.
Do you get to have some beer while you're serving the beer as well?
Well, you have to pay for it. It's an honest game, the serving beer. But I got into it because my mate Chris is married to the woman who is one of the organisers. So it's a very good gig in order to get in and get to see some music.
And what are you hoping to see this weekend?
Well, I might just be missing Bellowhead right at this very moment, but I'm not sure. It's one of those festivals where you're going to come across something quite unexpected, and that's why I wanted to be a part of it.
Well, I won't keep you from Bellowhead. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Are you back here doing beer tomorrow?
I am, yeah.
Well, then I'll see you then.
All right, cheers.
Cheers, bye.
We also couldn't wait to get in and dance.
So, Loz, we're here. We're just pulling into Bellowhead now.
They sound good, yeah.
They do sound very good.
They're going to let us in the middle of a gig. Here we go, applause, entry.
Let's go into the gig.
It's like the opposite of an opera. Entry, applause.
Listen to the appreciation for Bellow. Have you been to Bellowhead before? Lots of times?
Oh yes.
Do you love them?
2-3 times, yeah. It's great, it's brilliant.
It's very rousing music, isn't it? It makes you
can't
really
stand
excited.
Still. We just can't stand still, yeah.
people all round us jumped enthusiastically to bellowhead, I tried not to get tangled up in my microphone wires and found myself talking to all the other people who were working at the Oxford Folk Festival that night.
Did you decide to stewarding so that you could dance at the bellowhead?
We tried to buy a ticket, you see, and it was all sold out, so we had to find a way of getting in somehow.
Are you a massive bellowhead fan?
Well, we're very keen on them, very keen, absolutely.
It's
one of those things, isn't it? Absolutely, yeah, totally.
This is my first year of doing the Oxford Folk Festival, and I'm really excited about all the things I'm going to see, especially this, though.
I've been involved with the folk scene since university in the mid-70s.
Do you play?
I sing a certain amount, and my wife's a folk violinist.
I certainly couldn't afford a weekend ticket. And if you turn up as a paying person, there's always a risk of getting a loose end and feeling like you've got nothing to do, whereas as a steward, I always feel I've got, like, other use.
When I left for my train home to Reading, I half walked, half danced to the station, feeling a good kind of tired and looking forward to the next day,